The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Does faith for eternal salvation need to be expressed to God in a prayer? Is faith for eternal salvation a decision? Welcome, friend, to Grace in Focus. We're glad you're with us today. This is a radio broadcast and podcast of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are a focused free grace organization, and we would love for you to know us better. Find out more about us at faithalone.org. While you are there, please subscribe to our daily blogs and find out information about our free online seminary. That's faithalone.org. And now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Hi, Bob. Today we have a question from a YouTube viewer.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, let me point out, everybody, make sure you go to YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. Every Monday and Friday and sometimes Wednesday at 11 Central, we post a new video. And these are short, like 8 to 12 minute videos.
And yeah, someone commented based on one of our videos, are you saved by just praying a prayer? Or can you be saved by saying a prayer?
Okay, we'll deal with that specific YouTube question, but I also want to deal more generally with what's called decisionism.
Yeah, I mean, there was a famous program, Billy Graham's Decision for Christ, right?
Yeah, wasn't it called The Hour of Decision?
Hour of Decision, that's right.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that faith is a decision. Now, we argue faith is not a decision. Faith is simply a persuasion. What is a decision is choosing to be open to the evidence, choosing to pray about this, choosing to go to church, choosing to talk to a Christian about the saving message, choosing to read the Gospel of John. Jesus said in John 5:39-40 to Jewish legalists, you search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. But these are they which testify of me, but you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. Being willing to believe in Jesus or to come to him is often necessary in order for us to have life. If we're unwilling, well, then we're often not going to go to church, not going to pray, not going to read our Bibles, and not going to be receptive when a Christian witnesses to us.
Yeah, I guess that was definitely in my case. Someone asked me, well, would you like to hear what the Bible has to say on how you can know for sure you can be in heaven with the Lord forever? If I had said no, I don't want to hear any of this and walked away, that would have been a decision that prevented me from hearing the saving truth.
Right. And it wouldn't mean you couldn't later hear it. God may bring more people into your path, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And so you were open and you did end up coming to faith. So let's talk first about a specific question and then about decisionism in general. In terms of the specific question, can we be saved by praying a prayer? The answer is no. There is no prayer you can pray that's going to mean you're saved. Now, there is prayer you can pray that could result later on in you being saved. For example, let's say you reach out to God and you're saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, that kind of prayer could easily lead to God sending someone to you or God helping you find the right church or whatever. Or let's say you said, God, is it possible my view of the gospel is wrong? That's what a friend came to me, John Carlson, when I was a senior in college, and said, is it possible your view of the gospel is wrong? And I don't remember exactly what I prayed. It was something like, Lord, if I'm wrong, please show me. Well, it seems to me if that's what we're praying, that can result in us being born again. But the only way to be born again is by faith in Christ for the gift of eternal life. We can't be born again by praying some prayer. In fact, there's not a single example anywhere in the Old or New Testament where anyone was born again by praying a prayer.
Yeah, there are some people who, at the time they were praying, they also believed, but they were saved by believing in Jesus for lover's last time, not by praying some prayer. I mean, I know that was the case for my case. Person did lead me to a prayer, but he had showed me John 3:16, Ephesians 2:8-9, and told me it's by believing. It was later clarified to me, prayer isn't some sort of magic words because you said it, but without the belief, you got saved. It's believing that saves you, not praying that saves you.
Yeah, of course, it's tricky because let's take your example.
Yeah.
Let's say when you heard Ephesians 2:8-9, et cetera, you believed it.
Yeah.
Let's say at that moment you knew, okay, I'm saved.
Right.
Then they lead you through a prayer. You were born again before you prayed the prayer.
Correct.
And you may have prayed what they told you to pray, but you already knew you were born again. But there are other people who while they're praying, it dawns on them, wait a minute, by believing in Jesus, I have eternal life. And the prayer turns into a prayer of thanks, even if they're kind of parroting back the words of the person talking to them. Let me give you an example that I think is a sad example of this. I heard the story of a short-term missionary who was in a particular country, and he would use a taxi driver to take him from the airport to where he would do his ministry. He would get different taxi drivers, and he would witness to them as he was in the taxi. This one taxi driver, he talked to him about Jesus dying for us, etc., and said, if you pray this prayer, you'll be saved. And the taxi driver prayed the prayer. So then the taxi driver went back, and he was talking to one of the other cabbies and told him what happened. And the guy said, well, I'd like to be saved too. Can you tell me the prayer? And he says, I can't remember the prayer. But he said, this guy will be coming back, and when he comes back, I'll get him to give me the prayer so you can be saved. Well, to me, that's an exceedingly sad story.
Right.
Because there's no magic prayer that we pray, and you don't have to memorize some magic prayer so that we can tell the other cabbie. If that is the case, what that person is believing is that he's born again because he prayed some certain prayer, not because he believed in Jesus for his salvation. And so, as a result, the object of faith is misplaced.
Yeah, it's on this prayer, not on Jesus and his promise and his work.
We will rejoin in just a moment. But years ago, Zane Hodges wrote The Gospel Under Siege. Sadly, this is still true, and GES President Bob Wilkin has recently written its sequel. Bob's new book, The Gospel Is Still Under Siege, is a book about theological clarity on the biblical teaching about eternal salvation. It is available now. Secure yours today at the Grace Evangelical Society's bookstore. Find it at faithalone.org/store. That's faithalone.org/store. Now back to today's content.
I had once invited a friend to an evangelistic meeting.
Yeah.
At the end of this meeting, they led the person through a prayer. You know, I said, hey, Biles, raise your hand. And he raised his hand. But then immediately after I talked to him, he goes, Mike, what did I just do? It was obvious. He had no idea what his eternal destiny was. He had just raised his hand and repeated the prayer in his mind, but he had no assurance because he didn't believe Jesus' promise for everlasting life.
Exactly. Now, this is the bigger issue of what's called decisionism. And oftentimes, Lordship Salvation preachers will criticize Focus Free Grace people and say that we believe that anyone who walks an aisle, prays a prayer, raises their hand, signs a card, puts a check on the card, whatever, that all those people are born again. Well, no, we don't believe in decisionism. We don't believe that faith is even a decision. We believe that a person is saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for what he promises, which is everlasting life or irrevocable salvation, a guaranteed home with him in his kingdom forever. And it's not a matter of praying a prayer, walking an aisle, signing a card, checking a card,
raising your hand,
whatever it is, walking forward, none of that. And that's a kind of a straw man that sometimes Lordship people use. Now, I realize, don't get me wrong, there are people who do those things, right? The funniest one, have you ever heard this one? The evangelist sticks his hand out in the face of someone he's been talking to, and he says, if you take my hand, you're receiving Jesus. And he just keeps his hand out there. Well, eventually, the guy feels funny because people are walking by and sees this guy, and they're like, okay, so he shakes his hand. And he goes, now you're part of the family of God. Because you shook my hand.
Okay.
Really? I mean, that's nuts. There's no promise in the Bible that if you go forward in a meeting, you sign a card or whatever. Let me give you a quick example. For years, almost 30 years, I was a part of Victor Street Bible Chapel in Dallas, a small Hispanic Plymouth Brethren church. And I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. We had an evangelist come in one time. He had him at the end fill out a card, put your name, your address, your phone number, and then put a little box in the upper right-hand corner. So he has him fill out it all, and then he says, by the way, if you prayed the prayer to receive Jesus, I'd like you to put a check in that box. We had invited a whole bunch of family and friends, and we had like 20 or so extra people that Sunday. 12 of them had put a check on the box. So what happened is the evangelist gave those cards to Zane Hodges and Luis Rodriguez, and those two were to follow up those 12 people. They went and met individually with all 12 of those people. Guess how many of the 12 understood that by faith in Jesus, they were secure forever.
Zero?
Zero is correct. Just like your friend.
Right.
They didn't know what they'd done. All they knew was, maybe if I put a check on this card, I'm going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
If that's all it takes, great, I'm going to put a check on the card.
Yeah.
But they all met with them, and none of them understood that it was simply by faith in Jesus, that's what gave them everlasting life that could never be lost. So when we evangelize, what we should be doing is pointing people to the promise. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but has everlasting life. The one who believes in him is guaranteed never to perish and has everlasting life. In fact, in the Gospel of John, there's a lot of nevers. The one who eats of the bread of life, the one who believes in him, will never hunger, John 6:35, will never be cast out, John 6:37, will never be snatched out of his hand, John 10:28 and 29. And the person will never die spiritually, John 11:26, he who lives and believes in me shall never die. These are all statements of eternal security. And that's what we believe. In fact, Paul put it this way in 1 Timothy 1:16. I'm an example of those who are going to believe on him for eternal life.
And the question for others is, do you believe this? Not do you decide for this, or do you want to raise your hand for this, or do you want to pray a prayer for this?
Very good point. Yeah. In fact, about the only place where there's any evangelistic appeal in the ministry of Jesus or the apostles is John 11:26 B. Like you say, do you believe this? He asked Martha this, and her answer is, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, who's to come into the world. She doesn't say anything about her prayer life. She doesn't say anything about, I prayed the prayer, I walked the aisle, I raised my hand, none of that. It's just, yes, Lord, I believe. And that's all it takes. We simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So no, there is no prayer we can pray that gives us immediate salvation. However, having said that, if you do not know for sure that you have everlasting life, please, right now, don't wait an hour. Pray and say, Lord, please show me. Is it really as simple as believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation he guarantees? And if it is that simple, please show me. And take the time to start reading the Gospel of John today. Read a chapter a day, or even just 10 verses a day. And each time you read, say, Lord, please show me the truth. And if you do that, it's not going to take very long before you're going to see the truth that the one who believes in Jesus has eternal life. So yes, pray, but not pray so that you're going to gain salvation by the prayer. Pray so that you will see the truth and you will be born again.
And keep grace in focus.
I invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On our next episode, will believers after they die have an intermediate body before they get their glorified body? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.